Hello, hello. Hello, everyone. Great job to Rivendell for holding down the fort there. Really good last song. That was by Soccer Mommy. I think it was called Grey Light, if I'm correct. All right. Hi. So, just adjusting everything. All right. Hello. Welcome back from spring break. Sorry that you're back. If you're studying or up too late because you're on a flight or coming home or driving in. But at least we only have a little bit left of this semester till we have summer, which seems more of like an endless spring break. Unless, you know, like most of us, you are doing a job or an internship or a class. But, you know, at least it'll be warm and sunny. If you're someone who went to a warm and sunny place for spring break, you're definitely one of the lucky ones. But hopefully summer will bring perpetual warm and sunniness. The AC in our studio just turned on quite loudly, just to exaggerate my point. All right, well, tonight, first of all, this is 91.5 Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Mila on Four Moons and Loose. This is our nice little 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. slot for you guys tonight. Tonight, I am doing something that I've already done once, but I've, you know, been doing this show for a while, so once is not that bad. We're going to do a wind down with Mooms. If you've ever listened to my show, you know the goal at the end is to convince everyone who's listening to go to sleep, but tonight I'm starting out with some more upbeat music, some Canary Islands, if you know Canary Islands, Goth Babe, but, you know, some very upbeat kind of, my friends at home, they call it ditzy music. And then I'm trying to kind of wind down into slower songs, slower music. We have some Dominic Fike. We have some... Let's see, what else do we have? We have some Dominic Fike. We have some Between Friends. We have some Odie. We have some Hotel Ugly. And some finally ending with Maya Hawk. I'm going to try to stay off the mic tonight. I want to kind of just allow just the songs to play. I don't have much to say about them. I usually do, but not tonight. I feel like everyone deserves a good ear rest from all of the chatting I'm sure they've been hearing all week from their friends and family. But, so we are winding down tonight. I want to just, before, I'm sure I'll say it later, but the last song on the roster tonight, and all the songs on the roster are good songs. I love all of them. They're all pretty interesting in different ways. I have a couple favorites. If you know me, you'll know. You'll know which ones those are. But the last song on the roster tonight is the new song that just came out by Miss Gorgeous, our lover, Maya Hawk. She's just released. It's called Dark. It's actually really good. It's very breathy. Depends on how you feel about that. But I think it's a good song. I think the chorus is really interesting. I like her new album so far. It's only two songs. I think it's supposed to release fully May 24th, but right now she's just releasing song and song at a time. The first one was Missing Out by Maya Hawk, which is really upbeat, really nice song. I might start us off. Maybe I'll do that. Okay, change. We're going to start off with Maya Hawk, and then we're going to end with Maya Hawk. If I'm a little bit away from the mic because I'm typing this out. But, let's start with Maya Hawk, and then we'll end out with Maya Hawk. Her first song that just came out from this album called Missing Out. And then we'll finish with her last song that came out a couple days ago from the same album, kind of slower. But yeah, good Maya Hawk starting and ending. All right, I'll stop jabbering. I'll let you guys listen. So have a good study, have a good night, have a good sleep, hopefully, at the end. But you'll hear me about halfway through for a PSA, and that should be about it. Hope you like it. So.
Lucy wants to write the next great American novel. She can't even read the bottle. She says, I might be a genius. Well, she could be a model. Didn't think I'd get in, so I didn't apply. Now I'm a drunk hanger-on, hitting on a younger guy. I buy booze for the Ivy League with my television salary. They think they look up to me, huh? Well, I was left like coals and leaves, and I sparked up in wind. Just breathing. Now I know it's me who's missing out. Missing out, missing out, missing out. Missing out, missing out, missing out. Missing out, missing out, missing out.
Disclaimer, I forgot to say it in the beginning, but some of my music that I'm playing tonight may have some explicit language in it. Nothing crazy, nothing excessive. But I have to give a warning. But it is after 10, so it's okay. Just be aware if you or others around you are sensitive to explicit language and or referencing, maybe change the channel. But that's all. Sorry, let's get back into it.
No, don't put on a front or a show. So the stage has been set, but just don't let it get into your bed. I know your sleepy head is on fire. Don't go selling yourself so short. No ghost can bury your hatchet. So upset, just get out of your bed. Convince your sleepy head you're not tired. I burned up all my bridges. I keep pissing off my friends. I wonder how much longer they'll put up with all my shit. But baby, I just keep driving me crazy. Everyone's trying to save me. They're all on my side, but I'm on the wrong side of myself. My, your tunnel vision looks wild. in your gun shy, upside down on your luck. I know just how it feels to be stuck. I burned up all my bridges, I keep pissing off my friends. Wonder how much longer they'll put up with all my shit. Oh, baby, I just keep driving me crazy. Everyone's trying to save me. They're all on my side, but I'm on the wrong side of myself. Of myself.
FaceTime
if you need anything.
Okay.
Train wreck, I think I fell love. I'm going dark mode in my hotel bar. This shit is not coke, and this is Wales, dog. Don't tell me sit down, I'll burn a bitch down. So crazy where you met me, I was just a baby, look how fast I'm going.
Hipster threesome for you, 'cause I preach a freedom, but you're a fucking great excuse.
Plus, I'd rather get naked and swim in your blow-up pool and dry our dolphin bodies off and question your tattoos. 'Cause he's so pretty when he goes down on me. Cool skin, digger, baby, blue shirt out the laundry. He tells me he's gentle when he wants to be. So I think he wants to be gentle with me. Such a short drive to get to the touch tank to you, deep sea pearl, my soft manta ray. Tender two fingers to touch the display. I used to dive deep till I got splashed in the face. Suck in my stomach around you anymore. We're too old to live with our parents. Do you wanna wake up to me?
Hello, everyone. It is time for a PSA. As you know, our radio station needs them. So, it'll be read by a good friend of mine, Ms. Nira. She is reading her PSA, and then she's gonna introduce a song for us right after. I think it's one of her favorites, but you'll hear a PSA, and then we'll chat for 30 seconds, and she'll introduce her song. So, get ready for that. All right, Ms. Nuda, on to you.
All right, here are some numbers to think about. Bitcoin, energy costs, and I wish Tina was up, because we actually just had this conversation about Bitcoin.
Okay.
And her sister. Anyway, a single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. Wow. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Wow. If you get that in your head.
That's crazy.
Anyway, a kilowatt hour is the amount of energy a 1,000 watt appliance uses in 1 hour. So, those are some numbers to think about. From WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That was really educational. I don't actually remember anything that was just said.
I don't know either. There was a lot of numbers.
A lot of things were spoken about, and I didn't really hear many of them.
That's okay.
It's okay.
It's educational.
I hope that all you computer scientists and Bitcoin enthusiasts. Actually, I feel like they'd be more econ-oriented, right? I don't really understand Bitcoin. I don't understand how, but I also am one of those annoying people who thinks we can just print more money. So don't come for me because I don't know what I'm talking about clearly. All right. Hello.
Hey.
How was your spring break?
My spring break was cold.
Okay. So we had pretty similar spring breaks.
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah. Was it fun?
It was fun, yeah. I didn't really do much, but I think that was kind of what I wanted to do.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I would think one notable part of our, actually both of our spring breaks, is there's this one boy who came on spring break, and he's very nice hair.
Gorgeous hair.
He's a fancy little frisbee player. If any of y'all are frisbee players out there, the E-men.
B-men, actually. Get it right.
I thought he was an E-man.
No.
Oh, they just have asked him to
he
be an E-man.
He rejected the E-man.
Rejected the E-man.
Yeah.
God, sorry to the frisbee players out there. We know the coolest one. But essentially, the story is the hair is gone.
It's gone. It's not even just gone. It's bleached.
It's gone and bleached. He shaved his whole head as of tonight. And he walked in and looked at us. And we screamed.
Everyone screamed.
We all screamed.
It was...
The whole room screamed. It was how many people? Five people in the room?
Five people, I'd say.
Five people in the room. And he came home and he looked at us and we screamed.
Quite a fright.
It was like... genuine fear. It was visceral fear.
I was scared too.
Yeah. And to add to this little story that we've created for you, it's actually a true story, but he has yet to shave the mustache.
Oh,
he has a pedo stash.
Yeah.
I think I can say that, right? Yeah.
I think so.
Probably.
And have you seen Breaking Bad?
I have not.
Because I've seen Breaking Bad.
You're a big Breaking Bad connoisseur.
And he looks just like Walt.
I feel like that's not a compliment.
No. But,
he said we could draw flowers on the head. That's true. His head.
Other people have said he looks like Jon Snow, which I feel like is a compliment.
Oh, from the Hunger Games.
Yes.
See, that man is attractive.
Yes.
From my opinion, I wouldn't quite say Jon Snow. the nerd glasses maybe aren't helping him out there.
No.
Love you, bro. I'm not going to out his name. I almost did, though. All right. So that's it. If you're a man and you're listening, don't shave your head. Don't do it. Your girlfriend will hate you. We're actually buying his girlfriend flowers.
Yeah.
So she can properly mourn the loss of his level 10 attractiveness.
Yeah.
But if you're a man, don't shave your head. I know it sounds fun. You're like, well, I might, you know, mess around, pick up a... What do they use? A razor?
I don't know.
Don't do it. What did Tina say? Getting spicy with the clippers?
Yeah.
Don't get spicy with the clippers, my friends, because it will not end well, and you might get dumped. Your girlfriend might turn gay. Here's the end of the story. All right.
It's gotta be problematic.
Didn't she say she was going to date you guys instead?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well... It's really sucks for him. Maybe moral of the story is don't be a frisbee player, but my bad. I'm from the South. I didn't know frisbee was a real sport till I got here. Don't be mean to me. I support his sport very wholeheartedly, just not the head shaving. I think I'm just butt hurt. All right, introduce your song, please. We've been talking for too long.
Dude, this
we've
is
offended
actually,
too many people.
Anyway, the next song is a Frank Ocean song.
Yeah.
But it's not one of the popular ones. And it's called...
Oh my god, you're so indie and underground.
Okay, no, listen. It's called Strawberry Swing. And dude.
Yeah.
In the height of COVID, I found all the songs I listen to now. I've not looked for a single song since. And this was one of them.
Okay.
And I went down a loophole, a rabbit hole, as one does.
Yeah.
And I found this one on YouTube, not released, right?
Okay.
It's actually pirated.
He never released it.
No, it's never been released. No. I think it's pirated, and random people have put it on Spotify.
Well, don't
Apple
don't
Music.
Say that. Oh. Don't say it's pirated.
It's not pirated.
It's not pirated. No. We have very legally.
It's legally acquired.
We are legally playing this song.
But it's not released by Frank Ocean. But the reason it stuck with me so much is that in the comment section of this YouTube video, this guy had been like, "Yeah, I was in some sort of fake coma or something."
course.
And the reason he woke up is because at the end there are these, like, kind of like an alarm. And that woke him up from something. I don't actually remember what.
From his coma.
Yeah.
Dude, Frank Ocean not a coma. Arose this man.
But he was unwell somewhere on the floor.
He was unwell somewhere. Maybe he was a college student.
Probably. And it woke him up and he, I don't know. He says it saved his life, which I think is a stretch, but you can see for yourself.
So unreleased, all right, unreleased Frank Ocean. Yeah. Is it the conversation piece of the night? Is it a lifesaver or was coma man just too many drinks in?
It's gotta be problematic.
I don't know. I feel like what other angle would you take at this?
I don't know. I feel
he was
like,
just feeling crazy.
I feel like, well, okay, it was a very long
A long nap?
No. It was a very long, like it was like probably 5 paragraphs I read.
To all our listeners, which I haven't actually checked if there are any, but
probably not. Too chatty. I don't know.
To all our listeners, she's an engineer.
Yeah, and I read it because I was like, oh my God. It was just so intriguing. It was enticing.
I
was
never like, in my life wow. have I heard those words come out of her mouth.
Anyway, but I forget
I've read
actually
her
everything.
Own homework for her.
All right. All right. You know what? Just play the song. No, you're the worst.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, but I read 5 paragraphs for this man.
5 paragraphs?
Yes, and I was like, he was like, I don't know. He had some health condition or something. I don't know what the story was.
Is he,
was.
Like, young?
No, it was, like, this old guy being like, oh, yes, this song
I feel
saved
now.
My life because I woke up because of the alarm at the end.
Yeah, that's kind of silly.
I don't know
no,
if it's
but
true.
No, but it's very heartening, I feel like.
Yeah,
you know what
I
mean?
Was like maybe all right, cool song. It stuck with me. And then I forgot about it because it's cool in indie, of course.
Oh, God. Yeah, super
cool in
indie.
I forgot about it until I found it again, like someone else had uploaded it to Apple Music
/Spotify.
I think it's actually someone named like Ocean Inc. or something.
Ocean Inc. Yeah. On Spotify it's called, the artist is called Ocean Inc., but we know that is Frank Ocean.
Yeah,
because we're really super educated folk here.
Anyway, that's
all right.
Yeah, it saved a man's life. It could save
your life.
It could save a listener if they're
listen,
in
if
a
you
deep
have a,
nap too.
If you have a freaking midterm tomorrow, man.
Could save your life.
Or a final. No, actually, what do people have? They have exams, right? People have exams.
Yeah.
Someone has an exam. There's an environmental econ exam on Wednesday that everyone is absolutely losing it about. Apparently, it's over 20 chapters. So if you're passed out trying to study environmental econ, song's going to wake you up. All right. So we have that. What's it called? Say it again.
Strawberry Swing
right now. And then I'm probably going to let it play until the end. I am unsure of whether or not there's someone after me. I have not checked. Oftentimes there isn't, but we will see. I'm looking right now. Sunday, 3 a.m. Let's see. I don't know, guys. There's a possibility I'm going to get cut off and not be able to play everything I want to play, but we're going to try to get down to the end, our last little Maya Hawk song. So if someone shows up and plays their beautiful music, please do listen. I'll probably come on and say goodbye if that happens. But this is probably the last time I'll talk until the end. So thank you for listening to our much longer than 1 minute conversation.
Oops.
And I hope you enjoy. This is Strawberry Swing by Frank Ocean. Thank you.
I really want you to want me. You say, okay, I really want you to want me. I want Well, I'm hot, but I stay stone cold. Like a deep freeze, and the heat makes the ice melt. Turn me to an ice cream. Little mop and I stay clean. Break the ice for my dime piece. Head to toe, my nice knees. Hold it up for her nicely. She likes me and my Nikes. I see, gotta loose. Let me tell you, we got the juice. I'm a Greek, so she calls me Zeus. She likes green, we in the produce. I'll line it up in that single file. Run it up like I'm running miles. And I feel wild. Got people in my D, paying to the P, asking who I'm seeing, got a man, how can I be? My Spanish, Europeans, talking to Norwegians. Swear I must be fluent in the lies that I am speaking. I party every weekend, champagne in the deep end. Even on a Sunday, we still party while he's preaching. I'm waking up on beaches, hair full of sequins. If I should ever die, I want a pyramid in Egypt. And I'm the realest. It's alright to be jealous, yeah. Feeling so angelic, spiral stairway to heaven, yeah. I just can't be modest, no. I'm a goddess draped in velvet, yeah. It's not my fault, I'm super duper fly. I just can't feel it.
Expect my big, fat, juicy brain fit into my skull. I have to have a bit of a nugget that you can understand. And that's all right, I think. Yeah, that's all right. I think. That's all right.
Like different seasons, I give that shit a weekend. Hollywood don't need a reason to make you think you look bigger than you are.
Mileage, politics and violence, at least somebody's driving. I need mileage, politics and violence, at least somebody's driving. I need sorry, but I really do this. You can't kill me through this. I just wanna shine like Barracuda's kid. Do this shit for Mammy Sue. This shit ain't nothing new. This I knew since I was a chick. Clean my room and pray for this. Eat my dinner then go back to whatever finna make me rich. Whole lot of feeling that you can't dismiss. I was somewhere stuck in a hotel room. We was serving to the kids, no waitresses. All this shit come back around, homie. Don't get too down. I got your back sometimes. Rise to the wheels fall off. She said, you'll still be my friend.
back and watch you pin me to bed. I used to call you my best friend way back before you were my everything. Now I'm stuck in your neck. You wrote my favorite song, now I'm fucked up and carrying on. I do not know.
Saying goodnight. I have one more song for you. Hopefully I can let it play through. I'm going to play Dark by Maya Hawk just to finish out our session tonight. Thank you all for listening. I hope you soon go to sleep. Whatever you're working on can wait till the morning. And I think it's important, personally. Sleep is important. Taking care of yourself is important. All right, well, I will say this was Mila with Four Moons and Loose. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And all right, last song is a little bit of Maya Hawk, and hopefully a nice long sleep. Alright, well, last thing I will say, now if my special guest would like to say it with me, she can.
Good night, moon.